This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, reporting on a possibly very consequential day in Princeton Tiger basketball this season. Both Tiger teams were victorious against the Dartmouth Big Green. The Tiger women continued their climb back into the hunt for a berth in the Ivy League tournament with their fourth straight Ivy win and fifth overall, 79-59 in Hanover. This was a far more difficult game than the final score would suggest, however. The Big Green mounted more offense against the tough Tiger defense than they usually see, especially more than you might expect from the last place Dartmouth team, who came in without a league win at 0-5. After a seesaw first quarter, the score was tied at 17. The Tigers got rolling on offense in the second quarter, making 8 of 17 from the field while scoring 19. The Big Green matched them point for point, however, with 18 of their own. At the half, the Tigers held a one-point lead, 36-35, but they knew they could no longer expect anything but trouble from the feisty Dartmouth quintet. Carla Berube is known for second-half adjustments, although she usually does not need to make too many. Whatever she told her team, they paid attention and came out with intensity at both ends. The Tigers shot 9 of 15 in the third quarter, while holding Dartmouth to just 4 of 11. Princeton pushed its lead to 7, 56-49, although it was hardly a comfortable margin. In the final stanza, the Tigers continued their hot shooting and tight defense, once again shooting 9 of 15, and again limiting the Big Green to just 4 made field goals. For the quarter, Princeton scored 23, holding their opponents to just 10. Four Tigers reached double figures, led by current Ivy League Rookie of the Week, Madison St. Rose, who canned 15. Caitlin Chen tallied 13, and Julia Cunningham, old reliable Julia, added 11. Parker Hill gave the team a huge boost off the bench with 10 points in the second half on 5 of 5 from the field, mostly close in. Ellie Mitchell had 8 rebounds to share team high in that category with Chin, and Mitchell also logged 3 steals. As a team, Princeton made 34 of 62, including 6 of 18 from beyond the arc. The key to this win was the second half defense, as it usually is in Tiger successes. The Big Green could just not get anything going, scoring just 24 points. As I report this, I do not know the results from around the league, but the Tigers have obviously improved their position as far as the tournament is concerned. Log in again soon for a recap of the men's heart-stopping overtime victory over the Big Green this afternoon in Jadwin. Thanks for listening. Once again, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.